Hi, this is Eric Mann, Voices from the Frontline. I'm on with Triana Selton, who's Los Angeles coordinator for America Votes and a really terrific organizer in the past with Justice for Janitors. How are you doing, Triana?
Eric, thanks for having me on.
Sure. Well, this is big time, heavy duty, 7-8 days. What are we doing? Tell us about Nevada. Let's get right to Nevada. Are there 5 electoral votes in Nevada? How many votes?
There are 5 electoral votes in Nevada, and it's actually looking really good for us right now. But the key thing is obviously going to be making sure that folks get to the polls on Election Day. So we're right now part of a historic effort to get 928 volunteers from California to Nevada on Tuesday to help folks get to the polls and make sure that all the work we've been doing there since April, identifying folks that are supportive of our issues, comes to fruition.
Well, I'm going to spend a lot of time. We have about 15 minutes. I want to make sure we even start there. Let's start with that. A lot of our listeners agree with you, get it. Let's talk logistics. What can they do, you know, if somebody decided right this minute, how many people do you need?
We need literally 928. We came up with that number through mathematical models of making sure that we covered every single household and every single precinct of folks that are supportive of us in Las Vegas. We already have over 600 signed up, but we need to get another 300 in the next couple of days. The sign-up process is super simple. All people need to do is call me at 213-923-4951. Or they can email me their telephone number at Triana Selton, TRIANASILTON, at hotmail.com. We're working with folks in terms of rides. We're working with folks in terms of hotels. And really what we're looking for is folks that can leave Los Angeles on Monday, be there all day Election Day, be part of the celebration Tuesday night, and then drive back on Wednesday.
Sounds great. We'll come back to that with it, and I'll make sure we plug that. Tell us a little bit. You've been going back and forth, I assume, between L.A. and Nevada. Is that correct?
Yeah, and actually we've been doing a big push in Nevada for the last month. Nevada has early voting, and so what we've been doing over the course of the last 2.5 weeks is actually taking folks to the polls, making sure that they get the opportunity to vote, so that we're really looking at a much smaller and more targeted audience at the end on Election Day, because we've tried to identify as many people as possible and get as many people as possible to the polls over the last 2.5 weeks. Every single weekend, we've had hundreds of volunteers from Los Angeles and actually all of California going both to Reno and to Nevada to help make sure that this happens. And it's been an amazing response, really, that California has adopted Nevada as the place where we can make a difference in this presidential election.
Well, you know, every single one of the polls is, we're talking 1%, 2%. Each poll is 48, 47, 49, 40. What's it like on the ground? Again, I mean, you're a really fine organizer. Obviously, one of the things that we know is that on a 1 or 2 or 3% difference, this is where organizing comes in. Nobody can predict these polls. It's really literally how many people that you get out, right? I mean,
there's absolutely no question that the polls are, first of all, I don't think that they're as reflective as they could be, because a lot of times the polls focus simply on high propensity voters. We've been in Nevada since April. And part of what we've been doing is registering new voters and talking to people. When we're going to folks' doors on Tuesday, it's not the first time they've seen us. They'll have seen us at least 3 times over the course of the last almost 7 months as we've been talking to them about the critical issues in this election. So when we come back there, we're going back there as a reminder to make sure that we do that final push to actually get them to the polls. The election is going to come down to what happens on Tuesday in all of the swing states. And if we have more folks on the ground actually talking to folks and doing that one-on-one personal contact, we're going to win the election. But the only way that can happen is folks in California and folks in other safe states say, all right, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go to Nevada. I'm going to spend a day there. I'm going to take the day off work, and I'm going to make a difference in this election.
So, Triana, what are the issues that you're actually focusing on?
Well, America Votes is actually a coalition of 33 different organizations, and a lot of those organizations represent women's interests, represent environmental interests, and represent labor interests. And those are the issues that we've been focusing on in Nevada. Obviously, one of the other critical issues in Nevada is the nuclear waste dump, and that's been also part of the discussions that we've been having with folks at the door, because it's of critical concern to the citizens of Nevada.
One of the things that we've been concerned about in the Kerry camp is that his actual positions are often far better than his campaigning. and in his efforts to, I think, conciliate with Bush at times and then realize at the end he better turn out his core constituency, I think he has created a more ambivalent view of himself, whereas Bush has targeted his core constituency, made no efforts to hide his politics, and then figured out if there are swing votes, he'll get them later. Do you find any problems in trying to talk to people on the ground that they feel ambivalent still about Kerry?
I would say two things. One, and this is for legal reasons that I need to make sure we're clear, America Votes is a 527 organization, so we're not directly affiliated with the Kerry Edwards campaign. And so what it is that we're talking to folks about is electing a Democratic ticket, obviously, in Nevada, and then also these other issues. What our response has been more than anything is that folks are afraid of another 4 years of George Bush. And so the impulse really for people voting in this election is definitely we can't stand this for another 4 years. And we haven't found as much ambivalence about Kerry's position. I would say, unfortunately, that despite the three debates and despite all the advertising that's been out there, I think there's still just a lot of misinformation about what people's positions are. And that folks are really voting in this election because they understand what's at stake if we have another 4 years of George Bush.
Triana, can you talk about how many folks you've actually registered to vote, what kind of folks they represent in terms of race and class, and et cetera, over since April that you've been in Nevada?
Yeah, I mean, I think that one of the critical things in Nevada that gives us the opportunity to win this state that we didn't have 4 years ago has been the influx of Latino immigrants and really also the process for a lot of those Latino immigrants of going through the process of becoming citizens. So we've registered on a national level literally hundreds of thousands of people, and I don't have the exact number for Nevada, but literally tens of thousands in Nevada as well that are newly registered voters. And a lot of folks decided after the last election, it's time to become a citizen because I want to make sure that I have my voice heard. And then the other thing that we've seen in Nevada is that as a result of the industry in Las Vegas and the quantity of jobs that are available there, we've seen folks even moving from California to Las Vegas because it's still an area where they can buy a home and have a decent paying job as a result of the high unionization rates in Las Vegas.
Yeah, let's get to that. That the I've read an interesting article about people just moving, you know, further and further away, just similar to L.A., further away from Reno, further away from Las Vegas in order to get those jobs. But there is a very high level of unionization, which is very unusual. Hotel and restaurant, obviously, is very strong there.
Right.
Who else is? So tell us a little bit about that workforce and the role of the trade unions. Tell us, and if you could mention specific unions and what they're doing.
You bet. One of the other operations, in addition to the America Vote operations, is the labor-to-labor operation, which the AFL-CIO is taking charge of, where labor volunteers from other states are also going into Nevada to talk specifically to union members and to union households. And it's true that in Nevada, as a result of really hard work by the hotel and restaurant workers, that a lot of the casinos have been organized over the over the course of the last couple of years, and there's a high density in terms of percentage of casinos that are unionized in Las Vegas. In addition, the Service Employees International Union has a large presence in Vegas in terms of some of the hospitals and other healthcare facilities. And SEIU has been one of the partners of America Votes and is definitely, you know, they've just made a decision that every single local in Los Angeles is shutting their doors for 4 days, and every single staff member from the receptionist who answers the telephone to the janitor that cleans the building to the president of the union is going to be in a swing state for the last 4 days doing work to help get the vote out. So there's definitely been a tremendous presence of unions in Las Vegas, both in terms of unions that are centralized in Nevada, but then also unions in California that have said, hey, this is a priority for us. We're going to make sure that we move our folks to Nevada and that they get out the vote there.
We're on Voices from the Front Lines, 90.7 in Los Angeles, 98.7 in Santa Barbara. This is KPFK, and we're on the phone with Triana, who is actually part working with America Votes to try to get folks from California out to Nevada to do Get Out the Vote work. So, Triana, why don't you give us the phone number and your email again, so and also tell us what days it's going to be.
You bet. What we're looking for right now is 928 volunteers, so we need 328 more that are willing to leave Los Angeles on Monday, November 1st, work in Vegas on Tuesday, November 2nd, and return on Wednesday, November 3rd. anyone that is interested should call 213-923-4951. Or you can send me a quick email with your telephone number. We'll make sure that somebody gets back to you. And that email address is TRIANASILTON@hotmail.com.
You know, one of the things about this election, Triana, is that I haven't felt this much excitement. It feels in some ways like the civil rights movement in the sense that, this is my opinion now, that it's not so much the excitement about Kerry that's getting people out, but the absolute clear and danger, clear and present danger of George Bush. There really is a sense of fear as well as hope. You know, they say that you should be motivated by hope, not fear, but there's a hell of a lot of fear of four more years of Bush that I think a lot of people feel in every single arena of their life. And I think it would be great if our show could get 350, you know, you could take a few extras, right, given the cancellation rate.
Absolutely.
I think that, you know, going to Mississippi, going in the past, people went down south. Well, Damon Osley, who's the co-host of the show, along with Norma Henry, and Mark Anthony Johnson
and Daniel Kim.
Daniel Kim are going down to Miami. They're going to work with the Miami Workers Center and others to do voter protection work there. And I think that for people that can't, you know, that those five votes in Nevada, you know, we're talking tiny, tiny margins of people and then 50 separate elections. So there's a high-stakes operation going on there. And we urge you that Triana's a great organizer, and we hope we get some phone calls. You know, you've done the pledge drive. Now call Triana, 213-923-4951, TrianaSilton@hotmail.com.
The one other thing I would say, Eric, is that it's what's been really amazing, actually, about working on this is that we generated those 628 names in 3 weeks because people are hungry for something to do. They're saying, hey, we want to do something. We want to do the right thing. I have a 16-year-old from San Diego that's coming and an 87-year-old from West L.A. that's coming. The broad variety of ages, different communities that folks are coming from, people are really coalescing around this. And what a wonderful opportunity for folks that have participated and worked in different movements all of their life, folks that have never done anything and said, you know what, it's time for me to stop talking and start doing. Those are the folks that are coming to us and saying, I want to go. People that have been precinct walking for 20 years and people that have never lifted up a telephone to talk to somebody else about.
All right, Triana, I think we're running out of time. I want to thank you so much for joining us. I want to thank you. Thanks, everybody, for joining us this week. Thanks, our guests, John McAuliffe, Sushma Sheth, and Triana Silton. Today we have music by Emil Ramu, Miriam McCabe, Dennis Brown. This is Stevie Wonder coming on next week. You will join us, and I'll be reporting live from Miami-Dade County in Florida doing some election protection work. I'd like to thank our producer, Alan Minsky, and our engineer, Delphine. See you next week. Up next is Beneath the Surface with Susie Weissman. Children dying.